And I am delighted to welcome back Francis Clamp today. And Francis, I believe we're heading down to 118 to 120 High Street in Billericay, which is very specific, and also to a mystery pub. And all of this is so vague that, surprise, surprise, I haven't managed to turn up anything of any worth at all, but nothing new there, though, I guess. Come on, you're going to have to tell me all.
That was the whole idea, actually.
Well, you've succeeded wonderfully.
Well, you see, any good writer's got to leave their punchline till the end and not give it away too soon. Following World War I, a house was built at 120 High Street. Over the years, it changed its use a number of times. At one time, it was thought to have housed the district nurses, although some sources refer to it as the midwife's house. Certainly it seems to have been used by ladies in the medical profession. And I imagine some of the district nurses also had to help with babies coming. The building was also used later by Oxfam. Many people remember this with pleasure. It was apparently crammed full of bargains during the 1970s. However, it was later refurbished, and after that prices rose. So it became rather less popular with local residents. It apparently closed following a fire. Another shop to occupy the site was second to none, and this again was noted for its cheap stock, which included such things as linen and crockery. Next, it became the Village Grill, but in 1986 the building was demolished. It has more recently again gone back to food and become a chimichanga Mexican restaurant. So once again, it's a popular venue for both Billericay residents and visitors to the town. Fire also destroyed the next door building, number 118. This was boarded up before later development. As the town grew after the coming of the railway, there was a need for more shops, and a number of these were built by knocking down older buildings, thus altering the character of the High Street forever. Fortunately, some old photographs have been preserved, so at least it's still possible to see what the area must have looked like in earlier times. Now I'm going to move away from Billericay and turn towards Stock, which lies to the north of Billericay. And we're going to pause at the Bear Inn. Here we have a story very specially for Scott. Back in the 19th century, there was an ostler at the inn known as Charlie Spider Marshall. For the price of a drink, he would disappear up the chimney in one bar, only to appear a little later from another chimney. One day, the customers waited, but he failed to appear. It wasn't until 20 years had passed that his body was found in a small bacon loft where two chimneys met. Unsurprisingly, it's said that his ghost still roams the inn, and several landlords have apparently claimed to have seen his shade. It's a wonder to me they didn't smell that body up the chimney sometime before and send someone small up to search, but apparently they didn't.
I would find it amazing that they didn't send anybody out to look for him when he failed to appear.
Well, exactly.
It seems a bit strange, doesn't it?
But it would have to be somebody small and with a head for heights and who didn't mind going up and getting soot on them.
Well, yeah, but I think that even so, somebody would have called up and say, are you okay there? They could have always called the fire brigade.
But unkind, isn't it? But of course you do hear a lot of stories about boys who were chimney sweeps.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Stuck
yes.
up chimneys and nobody going up and getting them down.
Terrible, isn't it, really?
But there we are.
I suppose they were getting bigger and that was it. They got a bit older. They got stuck.
Oh, yes. You've had your pub and you've had your ghost.
Well, I've had both. That's very good. And what's more, you've gone on about these places that kept on burning down and yet they still had the Village Grill there.
I liked that, yes.
So where are you off to next week?
Well, next week you'll be pleased to hear I'm going to Mary Green Manor.
Ah.
So last time we went for a walk along High Street and Brook Street and London Road.
Yep.
They all sort of joined together. But we stopped at the gateway into Mary Green Manor.
So which is where I'd done a lot of work on as well.
Yes, well save it till the end.
Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to that. Thanks, Francis.
Thank you.